I did roll down my window, and I had words with her.
An ominous warning.
She drove off, and she said, I'm coming back for you, B-I-T-C.
An all-out attack.
She pulls around the block. 5-6 girls get out of the car. They came running right towards me. Started kicking, pushing. Nicole ripped my bag off my arm. They all got in the truck, laughing, and drove off.
When you steal property during the course of an assault, that's a forcible robbery.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 22-year-old Abigail Bress is suing 24-year-old Nicole Callahan for assaulting her outside a bar and stealing her purse.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 549 on the calendar, Your Honor, in the matter of Brass versus Callahan.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Gentlemen, have a seat.
Ms. Brass, your complaint alleges that sometime in 2008, the defendant assaulted you, some dispute over a guy in the parking lot of a bar, and stole your property.
Correct.
The criminal case against the defendant was disposed of in 2009, and you are suing her at this point for the assault and for stealing your property. Ms. Callahan says it was just that there was a fight and she did not take your property, although she knows who did, right?
I do know, but I don't know them like that.
Just a second. That's what you said here. Your friends took her property.
They're no longer friends of mine.
I don't care. Ultimately, the criminal case against you was dismissed. There was no trial. Okay. Tell me exactly when it happened and how you know the defendant.
I actually know Nicole because we went to the same high school. I attended Walk Hill Senior High School my freshman and sophomore year. We played soccer together my freshman and sophomore year, I believe her junior and senior. That's why I know her. We're never really friends. We're just acquaintances.
Could you slow down a second? You know her from high school.
Correct.
And in 2008, how many years were you out of high school?
I was out of New York for 6 years.
So you were how old?
I was 21 at the time.
When in 2008 did this occur?
August.
And where were you?
I was at Front Street Bar in Newburgh, New York.
Who were you at the bar with?
I was at the bar with Jaheim and another friend, Paul.
Okay. Tell me what happened with the defendant.
I was in the bar, and I ran into Anthony Colon. He's sitting over there.
Raise your hand, Anthony.
We were friends at the time. He was interested in dating me. It just wasn't mutual for me. So I ran into him at the bar, introduced him to both of my friends. After I introduced him to Jaheim and Paul, I walked away. Then I saw Nicole in the bar, who accidentally bumped into me and spilled a drink down the front of me.
Okay. So spilling the drink was an accident?
No.
She said she accidentally bumped into you.
She said, oh, my fault. Not an accident. Intentional.
No, just a second. Ms. Brass, I just want you to tell me what she said to you and what she did. She bumped into you and spilled a drink.
Correct.
And said what?
My bad.
So she apologized.
Maybe. I'm sorry is an apology.
And you said to her?
I didn't say anything. I walked away.
Keep going.
Then I went over to Paul and Jaheim and I told them what happened. They said, don't worry about it. The night went on. We're leaving. So it's now Sunday morning, like 3 o'clock in the morning. It's Labor Day weekend.
What time had you gotten to the bar?
We went to Torches first. It's another bar right down the street.
What time did you go there?
Probably 11.
So you were bar hopping from 11 on?
Correct.
Who was driving?
Nobody. We decided before we went that we were going to take a cab. Jaheim lives right across the river, so.
Okay, so there was no designated driver because everybody was going to be drinking?
Correct.
Go.
So we're walking. I said my feet hurt. I wanted to change out of my heels. We proceeded to walk down back towards Torches to my car where I parked my car to get flip-flops out of my car. As we're walking.
So you left your car at the first bar?
Correct. They're very close.
And you were going to leave your car there until the next day?
Correct.
Go ahead.
I was walking to my car.
Who was with you?
Jaheim and Paul. Where Nicole pulled up on the right-hand side of us in a red Explorer.
Who was driving?
Nicole. She yelled at the window that, excuse my language, that I was a... She wanted me to stop hanging out with Anthony. He doesn't like you. Stay away from Anthony. And then, actually, as it happened, Anthony called my cell phone. And I said, Anthony's calling me right now. Tell him to stop calling me. She proceeded to yell. I was just getting my shoes out of my car. I shut the door. She drove off, and she said, I'm coming back for you, B-I-T.
Who was in the car with her?
Nobody.
Okay. Keep going. So
then we're walking in front of our car. She pulls around the block. five or six girls get out of the car. Jaheim and Paul were trying to hold the girls back. They came running right towards me, just full blown, started kicking, pushing. My cell phone dropped out of my hand. I fell to the ground. They continued to kick me, push me, spit on me.
When Nicole came back, who was driving her car?
Nicole.
Did she get out of the car?
Yes. She yelled, "Get her."
Keep going.
They're kicking me. Jaheim and Paul were trying to pull girls off of me. They're just continuing to beat me. And then a few boys were walking down the street and they came up and they helped Jaheim and Paul. And one of the guys pulled me out from underneath the girl and like pulled me away and told me to run. And when I was on the ground, I had my bag and my arm, and Nicole ripped my bag off my arm. They walked away. They all got in the truck laughing and drove off.
You have a police report?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to see it, please. Anthony, what time did you call the plaintiff exactly?
Truthfully, it's been a while, Your Honor.
Well, let's try to get it as close as we can. Approximately, what time did you call her?
She called me first, Your Honor. I called her back probably maybe around 11 midnight. I'm not even sure what time was I left.
What did you call her back for, Anthony?
Because she originally called me.
And what did she say when she called you?
She called me, said she was having a little problem with Nicole, and if there's anything I can do about it, I told her just leave. It's not that big of a deal.
When she called you, Anthony, pay careful attention to me.
Yes, Your Honor.
You never know where I'm going, Anthony, right?
You're right.
Never know.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You were meeting some friends. Who did you meet? You've only been arrested once in your life. I would remember that night as if it was indelibly etched in my forehead.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Abigail Brass says Nicole Callahan assaulted her outside a bar and stole her purse. Nicole is countersuing for a false arrest.
Anthony, when you called her back, because now she said, according to you, she called, "I'm having some trouble with Nicole." Don't speak. "I'm having some trouble with Nicole. Is there anything that you can do about it?" Is that pretty much that what you told me?
Yes, pretty much, Your Honor.
And you pretty much told her, "No, don't make a big deal about it."
Yes.
How much later did you call her back?
I don't recall.
Just think about it.
It's a long time, Your Honor.
Yeah, I know. Then what are you doing here? Being useless?
No, ma'am.
Good. Then let's try to think. How much later did you call her back? Did you call her right back? Did you call her back 10 minutes later, or an hour later?
I called her back right back.
And when you called her right back, what did you say to her? Look over here.
Well, I'm looking right at you, Judge. I really don't remember what I said to her. I just wanted to make sure she was okay. To make sure she was okay.
And what did she say?
She said that she was still having problems, that she was leaving.
Oh, so she hadn't left yet?
No.
And she told you she was having trouble with Nicole?
Yes.
Sit. You've been most helpful. You don't really understand how helpful you've been. How long had you dated Anthony? Is not an answer.
Since middle school. He's the father of my child. So we were together about 8 years. But at this particular moment, we were not together. We haven't been together since 2004.
How old is your child?
My child is 6 years old.
Does Anthony see her?
He lives in California. I live in New York. So when he gets a chance to come to New York, he does see her.
How many children does he have?
Two.
And the other one, I assume, is in California?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, perfect. Spreading the wealth. Okay, go. Let's start from inside the bar.
Okay. At this particular moment, I guess they were dating. I don't know their situation. All I know, he was living in New York at this time because I would bring his daughter to see him. This particular night, we were in the club. I got there probably around midnight.
You got to the club midnight, and it was a Saturday night?
Saturday night, yes.
Where is your daughter?
My daughter was home with my mother. She spends the weekends with, you know, family.
So your mother takes care of your daughter so that you can go out?
No, just this particular... I worked at the river at that time, so sometimes I would go out after work.
And then you went out to...
Yep, I went down to meet some friends.
Who did you meet?
Oh, gosh, so many people. I have so many friends out there.
Particularly,
I went by myself.
How many times have you been arrested, Nicole?
I was arrested on this case, and that's it.
Then you would remember who you went to meet.
I didn't go to meet
specifically anyone. You would remember who you went to meet. You said, I was meeting some friends. You've only been arrested once in your life. I would remember that night as if it was indelibly etched in my forehead. Names of the people you went to meet.
Adelina.
Adelina what?
I don't know her last name. I don't.
Well, I mean, if you think you're going to get away with that baloney here, you're not.
I don't know everybody's last
name. Keep going.
I remember.
I didn't ask you everybody's last name. I asked you the names of the girls that you were with that night, some of whom you claim in your answer stole her property and were in your car. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes, I do. I understand completely.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you do. So let's keep going. Now you're in the bar. We'll get back to that in a minute.
Okay. We're in the bar, and I'm just
walking around. And you see Anthony, father of your child.
See
the
him.
Two beauties are out on a Saturday night, baby home, somebody else taking care of this child that they made. Not the mother, not the father. They're out at a bar. And keep going.
And I was just in the bar having a good time, dancing. She says I ran up to her and poured
a drink
on her.
Don't tell me what she says. I'm not interested in your interpretation of what she says. You tell me, madam, what happened.
Nothing. I had no confrontation with Abigail and
Clark. Great.
None.
Next.
I'm leaving the club. Well, actually, when I was in the club, he had already left. The night went on. I received a phone call from him. Hey, what are you doing? Why are you harassing Abby in the club? And I said, excuse me? I said, I'm in here and I'm by myself. I didn't say anything to her. So he goes, oh, why is she calling me? I was like, I don't know. Call her back and figure it out. As I was leaving the club, I saw her. I did roll down my window, and I had words with her. I said, why did you call my daughter's father and lie to him and tell him that I was harassing you? I didn't say a thing to you. I didn't even look at you in the club. I was too busy hanging out by myself with my friends doing, you know, what I do. So she started screaming back at me, you're a liar, leave me alone. Oh, come to Larry's. Larry's is another spot. It's an after-hour spot. When everything closes down at the river, everybody usually goes up to that bar. I'm going to Larry's. If you want to talk to me, come down to Larry's. Come down to Larry's. So I was like, I'm not going to go to Larry's. Said,
look, don't look down.
I walked away.
Don't look at me.
I left.
No, you didn't walk away. You were in your car.
I was in my car. I left.
Don't tell me you walked away. Shh, shh. You were in your car driving.
I was driving. I drove away.
Right.
Sorry.
You're in your car. You drove away. And?
I drove away, and as I was driving away,
don't look over there.
There were some, a few girls that I know, because I was living in Lake Street at this time. It's an apartment complex. They lived there. They said, hey, can you give me a ride? And I was like, yeah, sure, you know? So they got in my car. I turned around, and as I was leaving, I was driving by again, and she was screaming as I was driving by, so I stopped. So I got out of the car so we could talk this out. As soon as I got out of the car, the other girls got out of the car, too.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I want you to listen to me real carefully.
Yes, Your Honor.
If you're not a useless piece of fodder sitting over there in the chair.
I guess that's what I am then, Your Honor.
Then you can leave, Anthony.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Abigail Bress is accusing fellow bar patron Nicole Callahan of beating her up and stealing her purse.
Keep going.
When I got out of the car, she was approaching me like she was ready to fight me. We got into a scuffle. I was fighting her. I don't know about anybody else hitting her. I know that I was hitting her, and that's it. We got into a fight. After the fight was over, she was on the ground. I got up. I got in my car. When I did get in my car, I realized halfway up the street that they had her belongings. They must have taken her belongings when we left. I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe you took her stuff. Because I didn't take her. I was fighting her. So we went to court. I got arrested because she reported it to the
Newburgh
police.
No, I have a counterclaim here for false arrest.
Okay.
And that's dismissed.
We tried to, because she never, we went
that's
to court.
That's dismissed.
We went to court 8 times. She never came. We tried to solve this case. We tried to negotiate. I had a lawyer. I went
Good.
To probation
You
for
should
this.
Have a lawyer. Should have cost you some money.
It
did you have a free lawyer?
Yeah, I did. Had legal aid.
Then it didn't cost Jenny money. Then
it
the
cost
lawyer
me,
didn't
I,
cost you.
Loss of wages.
Good.
Work.
That's what she should have had. Loss of wages.
Work. I didn't go to work. I had to
Good.
Go to probation.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect. That's exactly what should have happened to you.
Really? Well, why wouldn't you come to court? Why would you take me
Just
to court?
Just a second. We don't answer your questions.
Well, I like to ask her that. Why
you
would
can't.
She take me to court
you
and waste
can't.
Time?
You I can't have... ask her any questions.
These are all the court dates here.
First of all, pay careful attention to me. Victims don't have to show up every day in court. You have to show up in court because you beat her up. And you took her property. You and your friends took her property. And you want to know how I know that?
It didn't go in my hands.
You want to know how I know that? Because Anthony told me.
He wasn't there.
Anthony told me. That's how I know that.
I know I didn't take her belongings, though. Those girls did.
Listen to me, Ms. Callahan. I'm going to read to you what you swore to in your answer.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, there's only one attitude here. Mine. I get paid for it. You don't. After the fight was broken up, I went to my car and left with my friends. That's when I found out they had taken her stuff. I realized that these so-called friends were not the types of people I wanted to associate with because they stole her property. She needs to go after the other girls for her stolen belongings.
You know you didn't see me take that stuff, Abby.
Anthony, stand up.
You're a liar.
Move over. Close your mouth. Anthony, I want you to listen to me real carefully.
Yes, Your Honor.
After this fight, when did Nicole call you? Make sure I get the right answer. When
I
did
no
Nicole?
No, I did such a long time ago.
No, Anthony, listen to me very carefully. Anthony, if you're not a useless piece of fodder sitting over there in the chair.
I guess that's what I am then, Your Honor.
Then you can leave, Anthony. If you're useless, you can leave.
If you have a question for me, I'll answer.
I do have a question for you. I said the mother of your child was arrested.
Yes.
The person that you chose to make a family with, I assume you exercised some choice in making a child with her. Could be.
Could be.
Was arrested. She says for the first time in her life, I believe her. She was taken to the police department, probably photographed and fingerprinted. There would have come a time, Anthony, when she called you. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
I understand you the first time.
Perfectly. Now, what did she say when she called you?
I don't remember.
Now you can leave. You are as useless as I thought you were.
Okay.
That way.
Thank you.
Are you also useless?
No, of course not.
Great. Stand up.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Okay, name who you are and what you know about this case.
My name is Rashid. I'm the defendant.
Rashid?
Yes.
Were you there that night?
No, I was not. But she called me and told me what happened.
When did she call you?
She called me about...
Don't look down. Look here.
She called me around 2:30. I woke up.
2:30 in the morning?
Yeah, 2:33.
And you're a good friend of hers?
I'm her boyfriend.
You're her boyfriend?
Yes.
Now let's see if you're useless or not.
Definitely not.
Let's see. Tell me who she told you the girlfriends were that she was hanging out with that night, who were in her car.
Girls from Lake Street.
Names?
Honestly, Your Honor, she did not tell me any names. She said I was with a group of females that needed a ride home because they did not drive.
No.
Honestly.
No. Because it doesn't make sense if she says to you, somebody was involved in an at least second degree robbery. Because when you steal property during the course of an assault with injuries, that's a forcible robbery.
Right.
She says that she dumped these girls because they were not the kind of girls she wanted to hang around with because they stole property. Right?
Yes.
That she would have told you.
Mm-hmm.
And she would have told you who they were. Gail, Alicia, Tracy, Chloe, whatever it is, took her property. I had no idea they were going to take her property. Mm-hmm. That would be something that you would say.
Yeah, she gave me a name.
Yeah, well, she gave you a name. Good. Huh? Now we're getting somewhere. Do you understand?
Yes.
You can either be useless or not.
And if you're honest.
No, you're not being honest. Now you're starting to be honest. She gave you a name. What's the name?
Chris.
Now, you know what I would say if my boyfriend called me and said I was just in a fight and there were some friends there with me and one of them was Chris? If I didn't know who Chris was, I would say, Chris who?
Girls from Lake Street.
No. I was out with Joe Bike or Tommy Banana. Chris from Lake Street is not an answer. Do you understand what I'm saying
to
you?
Yes, I know what you're saying, Your Honor. But what I'm saying is she referred to them as the girls from Lake Street. That's what she referred to them as, honestly.
Goodbye. Now you can sit down. All right. So you're suing her for assault, for your injuries, and for your property.
Correct.
$2,500.
And lost wages.
Done. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,500. You on your counterclaim get zero. Nada. Nothing. Your counterclaim is dismissed. Goodbye.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
what happened. Shouldn't have been dismissed in criminal court the first place. So I think justice was served.
Oh, yeah, I did beat her up. Yeah, I beat her up, but I did not take her belongings.
Girl's a liar, and it's unfortunate that, you know, somebody who's a mother should act like that.
She was telling the truth, and the justice thought she kept lying. She wasn't lying.
Things like this happen every day, and it's unfortunate that I had to get taken to this level. You know, things happen.
She didn't want a fair fight, and she did steal this girl's property and ran off and then lied in front of the judge, which Judge Judy always catches that.